Perek Yud Mishtavav. So we're going to put limitations about exactly when a thief or a borrower or a shomer, like a custodian, is allowed to return the object that is in his possession currently. In other words, we'll talk about just thieves, but it's the same for a borrower and his money or the custodian and his object who's watching. The thief wants to make restitution. He wants to give back the iPod that he stole. So that's cool, but the problem is sometimes the victim might not want the iPod now because it's in a dangerous place. Like, don't give it to me now because it'll get stolen from me. So, the Mishnah is going to say, the straightforward Mishnah, Hagozel es chavero, if a guy steals from his friend, Osha lava himeno, or he borrowed money from him, Osha hifkid lo, or he had something deposited by him, right? In other words, right? He's watching my iPod. You're watching my iPod for me. Be yishuv, and that transaction, either the theft or the loan or the hafkada, you know, the depositing, happened in the yishuv. Yishuv means in like a normal civilized part of the world, as opposed to like in the wilderness. So then lo yachazir lo b'midbar, the person to whom the iPod belongs or the money belongs can refuse to accept it back in the middle of nowhere. The reason why is because the brigands are out there. They're gonna rob it from me. I want to travel the credit card, not with cash. You know, I don't want my trip. So if you hand it to me in the middle of nowhere, they're gonna come and rob it from me, and then I'll be out of my iPod. So I don't want that. I want it, and I can refuse it. Since the loan happened, or the deposit happened, or the theft happened in the yeshuv, I have every right to say, don't give it back until we get back to a yeshuv, to a settled place. I should speak out here. That does not mean the same place. So in other words, if I'm going cross country and you, I'm walking across, you know, the Shvili Yisrael, and I loaned you money in Jerusalem, I'm walking out of Tel Aviv via Midbar Yehuda. So I can say, no, don't give me the money now in the middle of the Midbar. I don't want it now. It's no good for me because I'm defenseless out here. I don't want to be carrying a lot of money. But once I get to the other side, to Tel Aviv, you can give it to me. That's a yeshuv. I can't say, oh, I only want it back in my house, hometown. That I can't say. So it's a din in that it's not safe where you're giving to here, so I don't want to take it here. See, we're not looking at the inconvenience of it all.
No, but you could be wrong. Coming back.
Make a proper, so sell it before you go, or whatever the story. That's not his problem. That's not his problem. Now, this is limited. If it's almanas letzeis b'midbar, if the person who took the deposit or the loan put the victim on notice, I should the creditor or the depositor on notice that he's headed to the midbar also, then yach lo b'midbar. Then certainly he can return it to him in the midbar. So the bartender speaks out. Based on the Gemara, it goes without saying that if I tell you, okay, I'm borrowing $100, but I want the right, or I'll watch your iPod for you on condition I can give it back to you in the middle of the desert. So then obviously, it's a no-brainer. That was the deal. The case is, even if you say, can you please watch my dog? I'm going on vacation. And I say, well, you're going, but I'm also going. If you don't come back, then I'm also headed out there. So then, since I put your notice that I'm also planning on going to the midbar, that's enough to allow me to return it to you in the midbar. I don't have to specifically specify that I'm intending to give it to you in the midbar. Once you put him a notice that I may be going and you accepted that, then you've accepted that you can retake possession of your object even in the midbar. Tov.